Masechet Trumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis Cheres Hamedaber Ve'Einu Shemeah Lo Yitrum Ve'En Taram Trumasu Trum. Somebody with a cheres, you can't hear. He can talk, but he can't hear. And he was able to hear at one point, and that's how he learned how to talk. And then he lost his ability to hear. Such a person does have das. So his chayav and mitzvah, just like any other Yisrael, is not the same as a deaf, mute, or a shoto who doesn't have das. But the chachila, he cannot take off the truma. And the reason is, because when the truma is taken off, the bracha is recited. And when he says the bracha, he should say it loud enough so that you can hear. And a cheresh, when he recites the bracha, he can't hear the bracha that he is saying. So therefore, the chachila, somebody else, to take off the truma. But bidi eved, if the cheres does take off the truma, it would be good truma, as even though he cannot hear the bracha that he recites, that is not ma'ake, as the bracha that is recited is only mid-rabbanan. The rabbanan said that you have to recite a bracha when you take off the truma, but even without a bracha at all, if you took off the truma, it would be a good truma. So therefore, bidi eved, if the cheres takes off the truma, even though he can't hear the bracha, it would be good truma. Cheres dibru bo chachamim b'chom makom. Anytime the sages mention a cheresh in the Mishnah, the Chacham are referring to a cheresh that cannot hear, nor can he speak. As usually when the Chacham mention a cheresh, they're referring to a cheresh who doesn't have das. We're talking about somebody who was born without an ability to hear. And since he was born without an ability to hear, he never learned how to talk. And somebody who can't talk would not have das. So therefore, that's the cheresh the Chacham are referring to, as usually when the Chacham mention a cheresh in the Mishnah, they mention it in the same breath as a shota. They're referring to somebody who doesn't have das, and a person who can't hear and also can't talk does not have das. But somebody who can't hear but does know how to talk, such a person would have das. Now the Mefarshim say there is an exception to this rule. There is a place where the Chacham do mention cheresh in the Mishnah, and they're referring to somebody who can talk but cannot hear. Masechet Chagiga, with regard to Aliyah Lerego, long up to the Beit HaMikdash for the Yom Tovin, the Mishnah mentions a cheresh, and the Mishnah is referring to somebody who can talk but cannot hear. Masechet Trumos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Katan Shel Hevi Shtei Saros, a minor that does not yet have two pubic hairs. As in order for somebody to be a god, two conditions must be met. He must be over Bar Mitzvah, and also he must have Shtei Saros. Now we're talking about a minor that's under Bar Mitzvah, or even if he's over Bar Mitzvah, but he does not yet have Shtei Saros. Rabbi Huda Omer Trumato Truma. Rabbi Huda said even though he's a minor, the Truma that he takes would be Truma. As Rabbi Huda argued with that which we had in the first Mishnah, in the first Mishnah it said that a Katan cannot take off Truma. Rabbi Huda argues, according to Rabbi Huda, a Katan that takes off Truma, it would be good Truma. Now the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Huda is discussing a Katan that has reached the age of Chinuch. Such a katan, if he takes off truma, it would be a good truma. While other mafushim disagree, other mafushim say a katan, no matter how young, if he takes off truma, it would be a good truma. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, imachlo ba lo enas nadar, ain trumasu truma. Umisha ba lo enas nadar, ain trumasu truma. Rabbi Yosi distinguishes between a katan that has reached the age of making vows, and a boy that's 12 years old, if he makes a vow, that vow would be valid, it would have to be kept. And a katana, a girl, that reaches the age of 11 years old, she takes a vow, she has to keep the vow. So according to Rabbi Yosef, if the katana of the katana is not yet the age of vows, the truma that they take off would not be good truma. But if the katana or katana has reached the age of vows, which is 12 years old for a katana or 11 years old for a katana, then the truma that is taken off would be a good truma. And taking off truma is similar to a vow. When you take it off the truma, you're vowing that that portion of the grain should be truma. So since it's similar to a vow, a katan or a katana that reaches the age of vows, the truma they take off would be good truma.